Big Brother VIP.
I have been waiting for this.
7:30 tonight on Channel 7. Can Luke Tokey take it out after being runner-up on Survivor? He's a fan favourite. This is him talking about being runner-up on
Look,
that
I'm
show.
Nervous. 2.5 years ago, I was on an island and I had my sights set on the end and I got sent home. And I know it could happen again. It's actually traumatic, to be honest.
Traumatic.
Tokey, traumatised by reality TV. Hey, Luke.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, good. I'm nervous for you. I'm really nervous for you for tonight.
Yeah, look, you know, it's I kind of feel like I've already won by just making it to the end. So, I sleep better that way.
Well, I was going to say, that's what people say when they think they're not going to win or they're traumatised by being runner-up in the past. Mate, this is it. This is your chance, man. Like, you're going to take it out tonight, surely.
Oh, you'd hope so. Look, I feel like I've played quite an exceptional game, to be honest. I think that, I came back in challenges which are inevitable that I thought I was going to lose after tripping them up. No one's been able to actually put me in the seat. So, you know, I feel like, the resume, I tried to get to the end with a good resume, and I feel like, you know, hopefully Australia sees that. And I help play it just like Survivor, don't I?
Well, who's your charity for tonight, mate?
My charity is Perth Children's Hospital. So they... they're the guys who I'm fighting for. And look, you know, obviously I'm a WA boy, born and bred, and it's just good to be able to, as I said a few times on the show, I look at it as like I just want to pay them back, you know, because obviously the time that I was away in Survivor, they helped me, 2 weeks even before going into Big Brother house, like I had to put my daughter asleep and get her lungs scraped and, you know, you hand them over to doctors and stuff like that. And they're strangers, you know, you hand over your daughter that's like limp to doctors and like that be an occurrence every year, you know, until forever, you know. So it's just, that's my charity. They and it's not even just me, like, you know, they help, I guess, children over and over and over every day. It's a 24-hour thing, so it's not like it's just... you know, one and done. It's just an ongoing support for those guys.
They do
very worthy cause.
Yeah, they do an amazing job. They really do. Luke, I'm interested to know, you experienced Big Brother VIP and you were there the whole time. We only see snippets of it on the show, on the telly.
Yeah.
What did we miss? Is there something that happened in the house that you're like, why didn't they put that on the show? That was gold.
Oh, there was heaps. So even just last night was funny because, Josh was there and everyone's pleading their case. And so I went up to him and I was like, look, man, like, I just need to tell you something that I've been meaning to tell you for a while. I was like, the girls, they reckon you bought your TikTok followers. And just as like the last little like, you know, try to like swing it to make sure that he just still kept me, like just as a joke. You know? And I was in the chair and I was like, yeah, and they were, and then Sonia goes, so Luke, you said you bought, you know, TikTok followers and the girls didn't know that. And I was like, what? And I was like, yeah. So I just threw one little porky pie in there right at the end just to hopefully, you know, get me across the line.
What about Caitlin or Thomas Markle? Have you reached out to them since you've been out of the house?
Look, I kind of sent it just a bit of a nice message to Caitlin. Obviously, hasn't been responded. She,
she's busy, man. Didn't she had to leave the Big Brother house after only a week to get back to do a campaign trail in America?
Yeah,
so, you know.
She's a really nice girl, a lady, and all of a sudden I just, our friendship in there was pretty good. So I don't expect that all of a sudden, like, it's like we're going to stay in contact or anything like that. But I just, I had a couple, two or three days or whatever that we got to chat and we all got along really well. And I liked how she was quite open. Any questions I asked about anything, she was always happy to answer. So, yeah, you know, I do see hopefully Ellie getting walked down the aisle, and, you know, obviously Ellie as well getting proposed to and stuff the last couple of days. Like, it's just been, yeah, it's good. And Thomas, I do stay in contact with. Like, I do actually send him a message here and there, and he's cool. Like, we actually get along and still stay in contact, so which is good.
Well, that's something Caitlyn Jenner said, isn't it, for Ellie, that she'd love to walk her down the aisle one day. I did hear Bernard Curry tell a great story, though, where he said that you guys in the house said, oh, so Caitlyn, when we get out, you know, if we reach out to you, you know, we could be friends after this. And yeah. She said, oh, absolutely not.
Yeah. I think she, yeah, she came to get paid and she took off straight away.
Yeah,
you know?
Got that. Got the money and ran.
Yeah.
Well, Luke, very worthy charity. It all goes down tonight, 7:30 on Channel 7. You can get it on 7 Plus as well. This is it, man. This is redemption. Yeah. You're going to win this thing tonight. Bring it home. No pressure, Luke. No pressure, buddy.
I know. What happens if I'm the ultimate, like, loser tonight?
Then, Luke, I've got an idea for you, buddy, because I think they might be rehashing Celebrity Splash in 2022. And I could see you on that, friend.
Oh,
I could see you doing Celebrity Splash.
Is that like Wipeout?
It's not as awesome as Wipeout. It's just celebrities diving. Yeah. But hey, you could fail at that too.
Yeah, imagine losing that, Luke. Yeah. See you, man. Good luck.
The best belly flop of the season.
You can take that one out. All right, it's tonight, Big Brother VIP. Luke, all the best. Chat soon.
Thanks, guys.